And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have on the phone Amanda Leonard to talk about the Summer Sidewalk Jamboree that's happening in Castle Dale. How are you doing, Amanda?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being on the phone and taking time out of your schedule, because I'm sure you're busy trying to get last minute stuff going for this.
It has been a lot of work, but we've got a lot of people helping, so it should be a good time. And
so tell me a little bit how this all started, because this is the first annual.
Yes. So the Emory County Business Chamber wanted to have an event during the Castle Valley pageant to take advantage of all of the people that are going to be coming into the area and give our community a chance to have something to do and a place for people to shop local.
So this is a two-day event. So give us a little bit of what we can do on Friday.
Okay, so Friday there's a lot for the kids and a lot for girls especially. In the morning, we're going to have story time at the park, and there will be kids games for the entire 2 days, so you can come out at any time. Also be a chalk art contest going on the sidewalks, and a booth scavenger hunt. And then at noon, we have a fashion show by Naturally Inspired, and following it, girls of all ages, so all the moms and grandmas and the little girls too, can come and shop, get their nails and hair done, and walk down the runway, and get pictures with the Miss Emory royalty. And the first 25 girls to come get a free gift, a free little bag. So we're excited about that. It should be a really fun time. And then starting at 2 o'clock, we've got local talent coming to perform for flowers and square dancing. And then the lamb fry
at 5. So lamb fry at 5 until 9. Now, for the lamb fry, do they have to purchase their tickets beforehand?
No. I can get them there, yes.
Well, that sounds delicious. I might have to come both days for that.
Yes.
All right. And tell us a little bit about what Saturday is going to have.
So Saturday kicks off with a 5K fun run or walk or bike by the Emory High School cheerleaders. And that starts at 6:30 a.m. Be followed by a breakfast in the park by the Emory High School drill team. And then at 9 o'clock, we have what we're calling a slow drag race, sponsored by JN Auto and Mr. Automotive. And we went and tried it out, and it's one of the fun I've done in a while. And following that, the booths are going to open up. There's lots of booths, lots of food vendors and activities that will be going on all day. More kid games. There's also, at 10 o'clock, a cornhole tournament for all ages that's going to start. And it has different divisions that people can check out on the website, which is www.ecjamboree.com. And on there, they can view the full schedule. They can look at each of the contests, see if they want to sign up. Following the cornhole, we have a foot-long hot dog eating contest. Emory County's got talent contest. There's a horseshoe tournament and a sand volleyball tournament. And at 5 o'clock, we're really excited about the Jay France tribute concert. The Straight Canyon Band is sponsoring to do for us. And then again, the lamb star and cowboy poetry and more square dancing. And then the pageant goes again.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a couple of fun-filled days.
Yes, it should be awesome.
Now tell us again the dates.
Friday and Saturday, August 5th and 6th.
All right. And again, tell us that website if they want to check out the schedule, which they can probably print off so they make sure they know what times everything starts.
Yes, they can. It is www.ecjamboree.com.
Perfect. And everything they can register on there for any of the events.
Yes.
Now tell me a little bit what this slow drag race is.
So the slow drag race is only about a block long, and you have so many feet where you can accelerate, and then you have to put your car in neutral and coast to the finish line, and the last car to the finish line wins. If you go over the finish line, you're disqualified. You're out. It's fun. If you push too much gas, you have to figure out how to slow yourself down. It should be really fun, actually. I'm excited about that event.
Now, the fashion frenzy, is this just kind of a way to empower all girls of all ages to come and just pamper themselves?
Yes, it really is. We'll have a booth there where they can get their hair done or they can get their nails done. And a couple of different clothing vendors will be there so they can buy an outfit and then they can just either strut their stuff down the runway or take their outfits and
walk around the park.
Up and walk around, yeah.
Now, tell us where this is going to be held at, all the events.
All of this is going to take place at the Castle Dell Recreation Center and City Pavilion.
So just right there off of Main Street. Can't miss it, right?
Yes, right. They can also follow the Emory County Business Chamber Facebook page, where we've got individual flyers for most of the events, and the schedule's on there also.
Oh, so you said you're having vendors both days. Are you currently still taking applications for people to come and sell their stuff?
Yes, that would be great. We still have room for vendors or booths from the local businesses that want to participate.
Now, is there a fee for that?
It is $25 if you're not an Emory County Chamber member, but if you are, it's free.
Oh, awesome. So it's kind of an incentive to get them out there. And it's free advertising. That's the way I always look at it.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's a great chance for the local businesses. We have everything from the San Rafael Museum and the Travel Bureau to homemade crafts to candy to, I think, Oliver and Citrus, the attorneys at law will have a booth. So any business in the area that wants to come advertise is welcome.
Oh, perfect. Well, that sounds like a great time. I'm excited you guys are doing this. Now, this is something you guys are looking forward to maybe possibly doing every single year.
Possibly. It might be at a different time next year, but hopefully we can keep it going, yes.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add?
Thank everybody that's volunteering and part of it. It's been really fun to see the whole community come together and want to have something to do, and it makes it worth all the work.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to have a great turnout, a great time, and I will for sure be there.
Yay, yes, you will. Thank you.
All righty. Thank
you. That's all I'm talking about here.
Oh, awesome. All right, Amanda, thank you so much for taking the time and let me speak to you over the phone, and I'm looking forward to this. And everyone, come on out for the first annual Summer Sidewalk Jamboree. It's going to be held on Friday, August 5th, Saturday, August 6th, and it's going to be in Castledale at the Castledale Recreation Center City Pavilion. There is so much going on. Booths, food vendors, activities for the kids, a fashion show, and of course, you don't want to forget the lamb fry. Who can forget that? So you want to go check that out, and then of course, it will close out. Go attend the Castle Valley pageant at 7 o'clock. If you want to see the schedule of what's going on for the 2 days, all you got to do is visit the website at ecjamboree.com for details and to register for any of the events. So it should be a great time. This has been a Castle Country FYI.